As I have pointed out before, sometimes athletic ability runs in the family. That was the case for the Stevens family. Father Reed Sr. was an outstanding football player and all-around athlete. His wife Natalie shined bright as a youth. She was a member of the middle school-aged all-star softball team that finished second in the nation. She was a catcher, and teammates called her tough as nails. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. Their youngest child, Reed Jr., was a great athlete in football and basketball. Their eldest child, daughter Katie Stevens, was a tremendously successful athlete. In tennis, she won the state doubles championship with teammate Emily Robinson when they were juniors. Katie was equally brilliant in basketball. She had a versatile skill set, but her best trait was putting the ball through the net. More than one opposing player has told me over the years that she was one of the best they ever played against. Stevens was a member of the varsity team as a freshman. While that alone is a great accomplishment, the fact that a majority of the previous year's second-place state team returned makes it twice as great. In that 94-95 season, Stevens scored 94 points in 23 games played. The team was district champions, made it to the state quarterfinals. With a large and talented senior class graduating, Coach Rich Fairchild turned to Katie Stevens to step up her game. The sophomore answered with 428 points in 29 games, including her first 30-point performance, which was against St. Pius X in the Cameron Tournament. The Lady Hornets won another district title and lost in sectionals. Stevens was first-team all-conference and all-district. Her junior year was star-studded, 605 points in 28 games, 30 points against Cameron, and scoring in double figures every game. The team finished with a quarterfinal loss, and Stevens was voted first-team all-state. Her senior year, Coach Fairchild took sick and passed away prior to the start of the season. The school district convinced Lori Hardy to lead the Lady Hornets that year. She led the Meadville girls to a state championship. While becoming accustomed to a new coach can be difficult, Stevens was unfazed. Her senior season, she scored 638 points in 27 games, repeated as all-state first team, and had three games with 30 or more points, including 38 at Savannah, still a school record 23 years later. The 638 points her senior year is still a record. Her 605 points as a junior is second place all-time. She owns the career points record with 1,765 points, nearly 200 more than the second-place player. Stevens is the only player to average over 20 points per game in a season, and she did it twice. Her career point per game was also first at 16.3 point per game in her entire career. She is second in two-point field goals made in a career, third and fourth for a season. She's third all-time in three-point field goals in a career, tied for fourth for a season. She was a dead-eye shooter, holding school records for three-point field goal percentage for a career, season, and career free throws made, and first for free throw percentage for a season, second for a career. All of those records have held for over 20 seasons. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.